This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
This is Intimates. I'm here with Bree. My name's Edie, and today we're talking about gaming YouTube.
Indeed we are, Edie.
There's a lot of videos out there. A lot of video games.
A lot of videos, and they all want you to hit like, comment, and subscribe.
And don't forget to hit that bell icon.
So you can get your notifications.
Isn't it so funny that we've heard that so much, though? So, obviously, that means we do watch a lot of YouTube.
Definitely.
We watch a lot of gaming on YouTube. Bree, what YouTubers do you normally watch? What kind of videos?
I usually like the reviews that are more funny.
Right.
You know, sort of less of a in-depth analysis and more of just some goofs.
Yeah.
I really like me a Brutal Moose.
Ooh, yeah, Brutal Moose is a good one. Obviously, on this Intimates today, you'll be hearing a lot of weird names of YouTubers. They normally don't go by their full name, as they shouldn't either.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want my full name out there.
No.
Yes, I happen to know that, YouTuber myself. Also a fan of Peanut Butter Gamer, which is another one that does a lot of joke videos, joke reviews. Not that his opinions aren't real, but they're just presented in a really funny way. But Bree, what about, Let's Play videos? What about long form?
Let's Plays, I don't watch so much anymore. I used to watch more of them. I used to watch a lot of Markiplier back
right.
in the day. Mostly, I watch Let's Plays for things that I'm too scared to play myself. So I watched Markiplier play through Alien Isolation because
right.
I was like, oh, if Markiplier is screaming the whole time, I will not be afraid.
It's really hard to be afraid of anything when you've got that voice
yeah.
just kind of screaming for you.
Exactly.
He's one of those guys that's got a very distinctive, very strong voice, and I think that's part of why he's so popular.
Yeah.
And I guess that brings me to a good point. It's funny that there's a whole form of entertainment out there that is playing a game so that you don't have to.
Yeah, it's funny because I hear a lot of times where people are making fun of folks who watch Let's Plays because it's like, why don't you just play the game yourself? And it's like, why don't you just go play AFL yourself, buddy?
Yeah, but the thing is, though, that I'm not going to play Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm just
no,
not going to do that. I might watch somebody else play it.
Exactly. Maybe I'll watch somebody else do an Undertale Genocide run, but I'm sure as hell not doing it.
Well, exactly. Funnily enough, there is a great bit in the Genocide run of Undertale where it does kind of make fun of those people who are watching, through a Let's Play.
Yeah, I felt real called out.
Yeah, no.
Because I was like, I want to know what happens, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. And it's just a stress-free way of having the same experience as the player.
Yeah, and Let's Plays are really good for if you're doing something else and you just sort of have them on in the background.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of listening to a podcast, honestly. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, they're just sort of talking while they play, especially if it's not a very high-energy experience, the game that they're playing. Then it's just sort of something nice to have on in the background.
Yeah. And then, similar to that style, there are two general styles of playing through a game. One is if you're focused on what the game is presenting to
yeah.
you, you're kind of running commentary on the game. Or you can just have kind of two friends hanging out, which brings me to Game Grumps.
Yes, exactly. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. Now, Game Grumps is a channel that you would put on when you just want to hear some funny guys reacting to the game without actually making comment on it. You know, they'll often
yeah.
have discussions that are completely unrelated
mm-hmm.
to the game itself. But I've heard people point that out as a criticism.
I sort of get it. Like, people,
yeah.
like, there's less for them to, like, it's like, why don't you focus more on what you're actually doing? But it's
yeah.
like, are you really watching them for that?
Well, that's it. It would be the wrong channel to watch if you actually did want to watch someone engage with the game and really comment on what was going on. But it, yeah, that's if you want that, don't watch Game Grumps.
Yeah, and
I want to hear the funny guys joke with each other.
Exactly, and there's definitely a space for like YouTube videos where it's definitely more of an in-depth analysis of a video game. If you like Dark Souls, you'll probably like Vati Vidya, who just does these sometimes hour-long deep dives into very specific lore elements of the Dark Souls games. And Bloodborne as well. Anything in that sort of vein where the lore within the game itself is sort of subtle, he just sort of goes deep into it and explains it. And that sort of thing can be really interesting to watch.
It's and that's that go, that's less the gameplay side of things, not just showing you through the game, but actually more of a long form video essays and
an essay, yeah, definitely.
Yes, I like that style of video myself. Here's a guy who does go by his real name on YouTube, which is crazy. Yeah. Joseph Anderson does some very cool videos about what he thinks certain things about video games means. He did a very interesting one on the beginner's guide.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a, I guess you'd call it a walking simulator, but it's more of like an interactive story about this one man's relationship with a video game creator that he kind of idolized and then it all fell apart. Very interesting there. You can, gamers have a lot of opinions. I'll say that.
That is true. Yeah, that
gamers
is true.
Be having opinions.
And I don't particularly like him, but I think it is necessary to mention our good friend Matt Pat from Game Theory.
Yes. The, where he comes up with the, what is that series name again? Oh, it's just game theory. That's right. But that's just a game
that's
theory.
That's the one.
If you've ever heard that meme, it's where it's coming from. That it's a video where they go over the top in kind of trying to figure out a mystery that was never
that
a
was
mystery.
Never there. It's like, congratulations, you solved the mystery that didn't exist.
Yeah.
A lot of it is him looking deep into something and being like, oh, wow, maybe this character from this game is actually a different character from a different game. Or maybe he's dead.
What if Sans from Undertale
what
was
if
actually...
What if he was Ness?
What if he was Ness
what if
from
he
Earthbound?
Was
oh, but that kind of thing can be entertaining as well. It's just
it
kind
can.
Of...
There's definitely some entertainment value in a Game Theory video, but only, I feel, if you don't take it too seriously.
I guess our problem. We're just taking it too seriously.
The only one I really enjoyed this one where he talked about how Dr. Robotnik is actually faster than Sonic and how he hits 0 to 60 faster than, like, one of the fastest cars ever.
0 to 60 in 3.5?
Something like that. I don't know about cars.
That's a quote from a Rihanna song. Never mind.
I don't know about Rihanna.
Fair enough. Isn't it interesting as well that people have started making careers out of these kinds of videos?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, especially with... let's talk about how YouTube's bad for a minute.
Oh, now that's controversial.
It's really interesting that a lot of these people are able to survive on this platform that is very slowly just sort of trying to push everyone out, I think. Like, it's not giving people enough money for their work anymore, and it's sort of prioritizing... those, like, oh, what are people calling them?
The algorithm-built videos.
Yeah, exactly. Like, craft videos and stuff that they just sort of recycle them over and over and over, and there's less effort put into them. And those seem to be the videos that are getting prioritized over the ones where people, like...
put actual work into making actual content rather than the quote-unquote content.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of people have been using, like, Patreon and getting sponsorships and stuff like that. And that's why at the end of every video, they're so insistent that you like, comment, subscribe, and hit that bell. Because if you don't do that, YouTube's going to be like, oh, no, nobody likes it. Nobody's watching this person. Nobody cares.
Yeah, that's very true. It's a bit of a sad thing, really. But it is also at least good, I'd say, that people have, this new kind of industry has come out of video games, you know, the commentary community, as it's called.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's really cool to be able to learn more about games that maybe you wouldn't be able to play otherwise, or with the example of horror games that you'd be too scared to play.
Yeah, either you can't play because you just don't have the capability, like, mentally, fortitude-wise, yeah. Like, horror games for me.
Yeah.
or if you just straight up don't have the console.
Yeah, exactly.
I fell in love with Detroit Become Human not because I could play it, not because I played it myself, but because of I was just able to go on YouTube, watch one of the many silent playthroughs. And that's another thing, is to bless the people who just put up a straight playthrough without any commentary.
Just for you to watch it.
Just to watch it.
Yeah.
Bless them is what I'll say.
Yeah.
And, you know, me being able to experience Detroit like that, it made me feel like, oh yeah, this game is actually, I really love this game, I actually want to play it for myself. So I bought a PS4. I didn't have a PS4 before Detroit Become Human, but that is the game that made me want a PS4 out of every PS4 game that existed. God of War came out that year, 2018.
Yeah.
I didn't care about that. I wanted my robot boy.
You wanted to become human.
I wanted to become human.
For me, that game that, like, I just watch videos about all the time is this PS2 horror game called Rule of Rose that is, like, if you want to buy a copy, it's $200 or more.
One of those
for
rare
a
games.
Game that isn't even that good.
No, I did. I also feel like I watched a playthrough.
You might have. I love that game. I think it's so interesting and so cool because
remind me what kind of game it was again.
So it's a horror game. It sort of plays like Silent Hill, the same, like, a wonky combat, that sort of thing. But instead, it's got, like, a female protagonist, and it's more focused on her past. And it got banned in a lot of countries because based on the trailer, they thought that there was a lot of stuff in the game that wasn't in the game. And they banned it in a lot of countries, which is why it's so expensive and so rare. And now I can watch somebody on YouTube play it, and I don't need to pay $200 for a game that has terrible combat.
Isn't terrible combat kind of a thing in horror games, though?
Yeah, but it's real bad.
Oh, but
like, it's
real
unplayable.
Bad. Okay, I understand.
Like, but it's not bad for the sake of making the game scarier. It's just bad.
Yeah. Oh, just helpful walkthroughs. It's just really helpful as a
definitely.
Walkthrough. To
absolutely.
Just be able to, like, look up a YouTube video and go, oh, that's how I do that.
Yeah, that's so important. Like, that's not the sort of thing that, like, is easy to do sometimes just by looking up a walkthrough. It'll tell you where it is, like, in a description, but, like, it just doesn't work. You can't figure out exactly what to do. It'll tell you to go to this place, but you're like, okay, what does it look like?
A written description doesn't always give you the information that you need.
But then you can go watch one, and then it's like, okay, cool. Sometimes I'll be in the middle of the game, I'll just be like, okay, give me 2 seconds, I'm just gonna look up a walkthrough. Cool, done. And then you just go back to it. It's really good. And really helpful, especially for games that are sort of more cryptic.
Yeah, and also good for the times where you just straight up missed something very obvious. Because a written walkthrough will just say, go to the room on the left. And I'm like, what room on the left? And then this is when I was playing Metroid Prime 2.
Yeah.
and I just missed a ramp to go up, and there was the door on the second level that was on the left, technically, but I just totally missed it.
Yeah.
And the written walkthrough was completely useless, but when I looked it up on YouTube, lo and behold, there was a ramp just right there, and I just did not see it because I'm a dummy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I've done that so many times where it's just sort of like you walk too far or you don't walk far enough, and then the walkthrough is telling you, just go to the right, and it's like, there's no right. I'm just stuck here now.
Yeah.
God, and like sometimes I just love to just kick back, watch some YouTube. And it's really interesting the way that it can teach you about games that you otherwise never would have heard of. Like especially those rare games, those old games, some games that never left countries. Indie games especially get really good PR from YouTubers who find them and play them, and then if they have a big audience, more people are going to want to go and play this game.
Right, that's true. They're going to they take a look at the most interesting things about a game that that's really important to them.
Yeah.
And that's how they're able to make a video about it.
Yeah.
Really put it out there for others to see. So just a bit of spreading the love, spreading the word.
Yeah, and hey, like, Five Nights at Freddy's never would have been as popular as it was if not for YouTubers.
That's true. And yeah, YouTubers, specifically Markiplier himself, was one of his videos where he just reacts, plays through the game, reacts...
Very loudly.
Very loudly. So loudly, Mark. Oh my god. To getting scared by these animatronic animals, he had such a large following that it just made the game blow up. And now there are books
and
there
toys.
Are Five Nights at Freddy's books, lore books, all thanks to YouTube. Thanks, YouTube.
Thanks, YouTube. Thanks. You've done a great thing. Now I have to go to a store and see Five Nights at Freddy's plushies. God,
they are ugly, aren't they?
They're so ugly. And they're like, it's just weird that it's for kids. The kids are like, oh yeah, I'm going to play the Five Nights at Freddy's on my iPad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't vibe with that.
Oh, well. To wrap up a little bit, I guess I have one question for you.
Yes.
If you were to make a YouTube video about a video game, which video game would it be?
Oh, it would be Barbie as Rapunzel for the PC. My childhood game that no one ever cares about or talks about, so I'm going
to
do it.
I love how readily you came to that.
Yeah.
You didn't even need to think about it. Right there.
Oh, no, I've been thinking about this since forever. What about you? Do you have one?
I would have to just do it about Knight's Journey of Dreams.
Yeah.
The most not good game on the Wii.
I mean, it's the same sort of thing with me and my Barbies.
It's just...
People don't talk about Knight's as much as they should.
They should talk about Knight's. Now, the reason I'd want to do that is specifically because it has... such untapped mimetic value, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a video game that was probably meant to come out on the frickin' Dreamcast.
Yeah.
But then the Dreamcast died. And then it probably wanted to come out on the GameCube, but then it was in production hell for a while. So then it eventually came out on the Wii, and you can just tell from the bad graphics that it's not gonna be great.
You have a lot of memes, a lot of zoom-ins on Knight's making a weird face, you know?
Yeah.
YouTube and video done. Finished.
That's it. Just play a one voice clip of the hokey voice acting, and then the comedy is made for me. Well, thanks very much for joining me on this intimate chat, Bree.
That's
we'll
all right.
We'll leave it there.
Yes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
hit that bell icon. Nah, just follow us on Twitter at checkpointau and do all the social things. That'll do. That's enough for us.
Don't forget to also check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Checkpoint Gaming.
Yep, you got it. And of course, our website is checkpointgaming.net, and we'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye.
See ya.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.